Brevet, how are you doing? Feeling motivated for another Business in Focus class? In our previous dialogue, our colleague Tom was feeling a little unmotivated because he's not really happy with his current work, right? Well, today we're going to go through some sentences from that dialogue and we're going to focus on working on those structures and on building vocabulary. Are you ready? Well, let's get started. We start there with number one. You seem a little distracted today. What's going on? You seem a little distracted today. What's going on? We've talked about the expression go on in our previous class, right? So it can usually either mean to continue or to happen, right? So what's going on means, in our case here, what's happening, all right? You are very unfocused today. Is something wrong? You're very unfocused today. Is something wrong? We've already talked about the prefix on when being used with adjectives, right? On being used with adjectives means not, right? So if I say unfocused, I'm saying not focused. You are unfocused today. You are not focused today, right? Let's also practice the pronunciation of the word unfocused. Unfocused. Unfocused, unfocused. You're very unfocused today. You're very unfocused today. You're very unfocused today. Okay? You look sad. Did something happen? You look sad. Did something happen? No problems there, so let's move on. You sound a little bit stressed. What happened? You sound a little bit stressed. What happened? Let's take the chance here to once again work on the pronunciation of two regular verbs in the simple past. First of them is the word stressed. So stressed, stressed, stressed. So you don't pronounce the last E, right? So it's something like this. Stressed, stressed, stressed. You sound a little bit stressed. You sound a little bit stressed. And also the word happened, happened. Once again, we don't pronounce that last E, so the pronunciation is going to be something like this. Happened, happened, happened. What happened? What happened? What happened? You sound a little bit stressed. What happened? You sound a little bit stressed. What happened? You sound a little bit stressed. What happened? Let me also remind you very quickly that this expression, little bit, is actually the same thing as little, right? Just a little more emphatic. So if I say a little bit, I'm giving emphasis to the little part, right? So you sound a little bit stressed or you sound a little stressed, they are both the same thing, basically the same thing. All right, let's move forward. I'm struggling with all the stuff that's on my table right now. I'm struggling with all the stuff that's on my table right now. No issues there, so let's move on. I've got too much to do and not enough time. I've got too much to do and not enough time. Let's take the chance here to practice the pronunciation of the word enough. Enough, 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 enough time, not enough time, not enough time. I've got too much to do and not enough time. I've got too much to do and not enough time. I've got too much to do and not enough time. All right? I've got a lot on my table right now and I'm struggling to keep up. I've got a lot on my table right now and I'm struggling to keep up. Again, no problems there, so let's move on. I have so much to do, I don't even know where to begin. I have so much to do, I don't even know where to begin. We've talked about the word even in our previous class, right? Even being used as an adverb. In our case here, again, we're using it as an intensifier, right? I don't even know where to begin. I'm highlighting this information. I'm emphasizing this information. Let's also take the chance here to work on the pronunciation of the word begin. 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 Where to begin? I don't know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin. I have so much to do. I don't even know where to begin. Okay, so begin. All right, moving forward. Do you have too much to do? Do you have too much to do? It's always good to remember that when we talk a little faster, we're going to link the words do and you, and we're going to pronounce them as do, right? So do, do have, do have, do have too much to do, do have too much to do, do have too much to do. And also, as teacher Louise has already told you, the pronunciation of the word do when in the middle of a sentence, when you're saying it a little faster, is going to be just like ch, 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 right? So too much to do, ch, do, ch, do, ch, 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 do, too much to do, too much to do. Do you have too much to do? Do you have too much to do? Do you have too much to do? All right, so ch. Are you very busy? Are you very busy? No big secrets there, so let's move on. Do you have a difficult task on your hands? Do you have a difficult task on your hands? Again, no problems there. Let's just remember that this expression here, on your hands, is not literal as in Portuguese, right? So we also have the same metaphorical idea of having something on your hands, meaning that you have something you have to deal with, right? That you have to manage, that you have to handle. All right. Did you get assigned too much work? Did you get assigned too much work? Very useful expression here, especially in the corporate environment, which is to get or to be assigned something. So it's a situation in which we're using the passive voice, right? And that indicates that a person was selected, a person was chosen to perform a task. Right, so to be chosen, to be selected, to perform a task. So if I say, I was assigned a lot of work last week, what I'm saying is that I was selected, I was chosen to do a lot of work last week. So the task I had to perform was basically a lot of work, right? I could also say, she got assigned a very difficult project. She got assigned a very difficult project. So she was selected, she was chosen to work on a very difficult project. All right, so to get assigned or to be assigned something. All right, moving forward, I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. We've already talked about the expression over and over again, but I want you to practice first the pronunciation of the word again, right? Again, 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 again. And also the pronunciation of the whole expression over and over again, because as you may already have noticed, everything is linked. So we're going to say over and over again, right? Over and over again, over and over again. There is no pause there. You're going to say all the words as if they were only one, over and over again. Over and over again, over and over again, right? So I'm tired of doing the same things over and over again. I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again, okay? I'm getting tired of always repeating the same tasks. I'm getting tired of always repeating the same tasks. No issues there, so let's move on. I'm fed up with these repetitive tasks. I'm fed up with these repetitive tasks. Very interesting expression we have here, the expression to be fed up. You can use to be fed up to express that you can't stand something anymore, that you can't take it anymore, that you can't bear it anymore, that you've had enough, right? See, there are many ways to express that you are exhausted, that you don't want to do things anymore, right? You can say to be fed up, as in, I'm fed up with this assignment, or you could say can't stand or can't bear or can't take. So I could say I can't stand or I can't bear or I can't take this anymore. Or I could use the expression to be done with, as in I'm done with this nonsense, right? Or I could use the expression that we have in our sentence 4.3. I've had enough of doing the same things every single day. I've had enough of doing the same things every single day. So the last expression we have there is have had enough, right? So you have there are many different ways of saying that you're exhausted about something, that you don't want to do that anymore. To be fed up, I'm fed up with this assignment. Can't stand, can't bear, can't take. So I can't stand, or I can't bear, or I can't take this anymore. To be done with, I'm done with this nonsense. And to have had enough, as in I've had enough of doing the same things every single day. This is also an expression that gives emphasis to this idea of something very repetitive. The expression every single. So if you say that you do something every single day, you really express this idea that it's something repetitive and boring or annoying or irritating, right? So if I say, he has to wear that ugly uniform every single day. So he has to wear that ugly uniform every single day. It's something annoying, something irritating, because the uniform is ugly. All right, so we're giving emphasis to the repetition of the action, right? I could also say, we need to visit the factory every single week. We need to visit the factory every single week. So every week, it's something repetitive. I have to visit the factory. So it's not something that I really enjoy, right? I am emphasizing that it's a repetitive action. All right, so I use the expression every single to emphasize a repetitive action, right? So every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, and so on. I'm highlighting the fact that it's a repetitive action. All right, let's move on to our next page. I want to do something new and exciting. I want to do something new and exciting. Once again, we have here that contraction of want and do, which becomes wanna, right? I wanna do. I wanna do something new. I wanna do something new and exciting, right? So I want to, I wanna. I want to try something different. I wanna try something different. So here, once again, wanna. I wanna try. I wanna try. I wanna try something different. I'd like to work with something more interesting. I'd like to work with something more interesting. No problems there. This is getting boring. I need to do something else. This is getting boring. I need to do something else. Once again, no secrets there, so let's move on. It feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. It feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. We've already talked about the expression feel like here, right? We use the expression feel like when we want to give our impression about something. So our impression or our sensation, or when we want to talk about how we feel about something, right? So it feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. I have the impression, I have the sensation that my routine has become quite repetitive, right? Let's also take the chance here to practice the pronunciation of the word routine. Routine, routine, routine. My routine has become quite repetitive. My routine has become quite repetitive. It feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. Okay? My routine feels very repetitive nowadays. My routine feels very repetitive nowadays. We've already talked about the expression nowadays here, right? And it's many, many synonyms. We've seen that we can use nowadays, we can use today, we can use these days, we can use simply now, we can use currently, we can use at this moment, and so on, right? All of these expressions are used to express something that is happening now, currently, at this moment, nowadays. All right? I've been doing the same things for a long time now. I've been doing the same things for a long time now. No problems there, so let's move forward. I keep repeating the same activities every day. I keep repeating the same activities every day. Notice that I use the verb keep there in the sense of continue, right? So I keep repeating, I continue to repeat. And notice that when I use a verb after the verb keep, this verb has to be in the gerund form. So you keep ing something. So you could say, I keep forgetting her name. I keep forgetting her name. I continue to forget her name. I forget her name repeatedly, right? But important thing here is that I have to use the gerund form in the verb that I use after keep. So keep forgetting. I could also say, she keeps calling her ex-boyfriend. She keeps calling her ex-boyfriend. So keeps calling, right? I could also say, for instance, we keep running out of water. We keep running out of water. So keep requires the use of the gerund if my next word is going to be a verb. So keep forgetting, keeps calling, keep running, keep repeating the same activities every day. Okay, so let's move forward. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No problems there. Let's just remember that this word rotation there is actually short of job rotation, right? So when in a company, all the employees, they switch, they change, they rotate their assignments, okay? I used to change tasks very often at my previous job. I used to change tasks very often at my previous job. No issues there, so let's move forward. Everything was always changing in my previous assignment. Everything was always changing in my previous assignment. Notice how we're using a different verb tense to refer to an action that was repetitive in the past. I'm saying everything was always changing, right? Everything was always changing. What does that indicate? It indicates that there was a repetitive action happening in the past. How do I know that it was repetitive? Because I'm using the word always, right? So when I use the word always, I have this idea that it's something that is repetitive. But because it was an action that used to happen in the past, I need to use a past tense, right? And also, I have to give this idea that it was something that kept happening, that it was something that repeated itself. When we have a continuous action, we're gonna use the continuous tenses, right? So I have an action in the past, and I have an action that was repetitive in the past, so I'm gonna use the past continuous for that. All right, so the past continuous can also be used to indicate repetitive past actions, right? Usually used together with the word always, right? Let me give you some more examples so that you can understand this a little better. So if I say, she was always calling me late at night, what I'm saying is that this was an action that happened repeatedly, that happened constantly in the past, right? She was always calling me late at night. That was a repetitive action in the past. I could also say, he was always getting in trouble. He was always getting in trouble. So this was a common situation. It was a frequent situation. So it happened repetitively, right? So it was a repetitive action that happened in the past. Today, he doesn't get in trouble anymore. Today, she doesn't call me late at night anymore, right? So we're talking about something that happened frequently, that happened repetitively in the past, right? So we use the past continuous for that, and usually together with the word always, right? Very interesting structure that we have here that you can use in your daily conversations, in your daily situations. All right, but let's move on with our sentences here. My previous position had a very unpredictable routine. We've already talked about the prefix un in the beginning of this class, right? So the prefix un, when being used with adjectives, means not, right? So if I say something is unpredictable, what I'm saying is that something is not predictable. All right, so once again, the use of the prefix un to express something that is not, right? So unpredictable, not predictable. Okay, moving forward. No week was like the previous one. Here we have a very interesting use of the word no. We have the word no being used in the sense of not any or not one. Not any week, not even one week was like the previous one. I could say, for instance, no other car was as fast as mine. No other car was as fast as mine. So there wasn't any other car that was as fast as mine. Not even one. Mine was the fastest, right? I could also say there were no cookies left. There were no cookies left. There weren't any cookies left. Not even one. They were all eaten by the people that were at the party, for example, right? So there were no cookies left, not even one. There weren't any cookies left, all right? So this is another use of the word no in the sense of not any, not one. No week was like the previous one. There weren't any weeks there were like the previous one, all right? Every week was different from the previous one. Every week was different from the previous one. No issues there. Let's just remember that when we use the word different and we want to compare it with something else, we say it's different from, right? So the preposition we use with the word different is from, different from. Every week was different from the previous one, okay? Each week we had something different to do. Each week we had something different to do. You may be wondering why we're using every in one sentence and each in another sentence. But what's the difference between every and each? Well, Louise is gonna tell us.
The difference between each and every is quite subtle. So let's take a closer look at how these words are used. Both of them refer to individual things and are always used with singular nouns. The big difference is that each refers to individual objects in a group, while every talks about the whole group through one object. So when you say that each member of the team had something to say at a meeting, what I'll understand is that each individual had something specific to say. However, if you tell me that every member of the team left the meeting room when the meeting was over, what you're saying is that all your colleagues left at the end of the meeting. The key aspect here is that when you use each, the focus is on the individual parts of the group. And when you use every, you're talking about everyone as a group. That's why we have words such as everybody and everything, which refer to a whole group of people or things, respectively. And that's it. If you have any questions, let us know and we'll answer each one of them.
Alrighty then, let's see one last example with the word every before we move on to our next page, shall we? Every week was full of surprises. Every week was full of surprises. Let's take the chance here to remember the pronunciation of the word surprise, right? Surprises, full of surprises. Every week was full of surprises. Every week was full of surprises. Okay, moving forward. Why do you miss that so much? Why'd you miss that so much? No issues there, so let's move on. Why was that such a good thing? Why was that such a good thing? Once again, no problems. Why do you want to go back to your previous job? Why do you want to go back to your previous job? Notice how interesting the pronunciation of this first part of the sentence is. I have, why do you want to? And as you know, we're gonna link the words do and you, so we're gonna say do, and we're gonna link the words want and to, and we're gonna say want to. So, why do you want to? Why do you want to? Why do you want to? Why do you want to go back? Why do you want to go back? Why do you want to go back to your previous job? Why do you want to go back to your previous job? Why do you want to go back to your previous job? All right, so we have all those links there, and then the pronunciation becomes very special, right? What was the best part about your previous assignment? What was the best part about your previous assignment? No secrets there, so let's move on. I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. We've already discussed this sentence in our previous class, so let's move forward. My team was in charge of strategic planning. My team was in charge of strategic planning. This expression here, the expression in charge, is a very good substitute for the expression to be responsible for something, right? So to have this supervision position. So if you are in charge for something, you are responsible for something, you have to supervise something. All right. And also, let's pay attention here to the pronunciation of the word strategic, because it's slightly different from the word strategy, right? We have strategy, the noun strategy, and then we have the adjective strategic, right? So strategy, the noun, strategy, and strategic. The adjective, strategic, right? So strategic planning was in charge of strategic planning. My team was in charge of strategic planning, okay? I was part of a team that handled marketing plans. This word handle is a very useful and very interesting word because it can be used in many different contexts, right? We can use handle as a synonym of to deal with, or to conduct, or to manage. And although all these words mean very similar things, they apply to slightly different contexts, right? So we can use the word handle to cover all of those contexts, right? I could say, for instance, we really need to handle this problem. So we really need to handle this problem. We really have to manage to deal with this product, right? I could also say, he's the one who handles all the legal issues around here. So he's the one who manages all legal issues around here. He's the one who deals with that. He's the one who conducts all legal procedures around here, right? But handle can also be used for more physical actions. So we can also say handle to talk about touch or manipulate things with your hands, right? So if I say, wash your hands before handling the food, what I'm saying is wash your hands before touching, before manipulating the food with your hands. All right, so we can use handle in all these different contexts. All right, let's move on with our sentences here. I used to work in the maintenance department. No secrets there, so let's move forward. We always had to keep up with changing market conditions. No secrets there. We had to stay aware of changes in the market. Another very interesting word here, the word aware. The word aware means basically conscious. So if you are aware of something, you are conscious of that thing. I could say, for instance, You need to be aware of the company's policies. You need to be aware of the company's policies. You need to be conscious of the company's policies. All right, so aware is a synonym of conscious. All right, so let's move on to our next sentence. We needed to follow the latest technology trends. We needed to follow the latest technology trends. Another word here that is very interesting and very common in the business world is the word trend, which means a tendency. So if I say, job rotation is a trend now, what I'm saying is that job rotation is a tendency, that people are adopting it more and more. So job rotation is a trend now. Job rotation is a tendency now. Okay? We had to closely monitor financial trends and stock prices. We had to closely monitor financial trends and stock prices. Let's practice here the pronunciation of the word monitor. In American English, as you know, many times with the pronunciation of the letter T is R, 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 right? So monitor, 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 monitor financial trends. And this word here, financial, also has a very special pronunciation, right? So financial, 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 monitor financial trends, monitor financial trends, monitor financial trends, monitor financial trends, monitor financial trends and stock prices. We had to monitor financial trends and stock prices. We had to closely monitor financial trends and stock prices. Okay, moving forward. To be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. To be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. We've already talked about the expression cup of tea, right? And I told you about the pronunciation of cup of, which normally becomes cuppa, right? So cuppa, cup of tea, cup of tea, cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, that's definitely not my cup of tea, right? That's not really what I want for me. That's not really what I want for me. No problems there, so let's move on. This is certainly not what I'm looking for at the moment. This is certainly not what I'm looking for at the moment. Again, no secrets there. I'm not a fan of this, to be honest. I'm not a fan of this, to be honest. Let's take the chance here to compare the pronunciation of the word fan and the word fun, right? Fan and fun. Fan, fun. Fan, fun. The word we have here today, F-A-N, is pronounced fan. Fan, fan. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of this, to be honest. All right? So F-A-N is pronounced fan. Okay? Moving forward. Do you feel motivated at your current assignment? Do you feel motivated at your current assignment? No big issues there. Do you enjoy doing what you currently do? Do you enjoy doing what you currently do? There's an interesting pronunciation here in the first part of the sentence as well. Do you enjoy doing? Why is that? Because, as you know, we're gonna say do you do? And then we're going to say enjoy. So we have the sound j, j twice, right? Ju, enjoy. And then we have another D, which is pronounced d, d, doing, doing. Ju enjoy doing. Ju enjoy doing. Ju enjoy doing what you currently do. Ju enjoy doing what you currently do. Ju enjoy doing what you currently do. All right, so a very interesting pronunciation there. Are they satisfied with the work they currently do? Are they satisfied with the work they currently do? Let's take the chance here to practice a little more the pronunciation of the word currently. Currently, currently, currently. They currently do the work they currently do. Are they satisfied with the work they currently do? Okay. Is he feeling more motivated nowadays? Is he feeling more motivated nowadays? No problems there, so let's move on. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I get to do it with my team. It's engaging work and I'm glad I got to do it with my team. No issues there. It's challenging work and I'm glad I have a good team with me. It's challenging work and I'm glad I have a good team with me. Once again, no big issues. I'm glad to do such amazing work with this team. I'm glad to do such amazing work with this team. We have two very interesting contractions there, or sound contractions, which are such amazing, which we're going to pronounce all together, such amazing, right? And also with this, which we're also going to pronounce together. So with this, with this, with this, such amazing, with this, such amazing, with this, such amazing work with this team, such amazing work with this team. I'm glad to do such amazing work with this team. I'm glad to do such amazing work with this team. Okay? We are a great team and our work is very exciting. We're a great team and our work is very exciting. No issues there. So, moving forward. I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore. I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore. Remember that we talked about this expression a few pages ago when we talked about ways you can express that you're exhausted about something, that you don't want to do something anymore, that you're fed up, that you can't stand, that you can't bear, that you can't take, right? So I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore. And let's practice the pronunciation of this long word here, the word spreadsheet, spreadsheet, spreadsheet. Once again, when I have double E, right, double E, my pronunciation is going to be a long E sound. So spreadsheet, 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 spreadsheets anymore, filling in spreadsheets anymore. I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore, all right? I'm tired of writing these reports. I'm tired of writing these reports. No problems there. Calculating these budgets is getting on my nerves. Calculating these budgets is getting on my nerves. Two interesting things here. First, the pronunciation of the word calculating. Calculate, right? Calculate, calculate, calculating, calculating, calculating budgets. Calculating these budgets. Calculating these budgets is getting on my nerves. And then we have this very interesting expression, which is to get on someone's nerves, which means basically to make somebody really irritated, right? To make someone irritated. It's very similar to the expression that we have in Portuguese, right? Get on someone's nerves. I can say, for instance, this noise is really getting on my nerves. Or, she can't stand her new boss. He gets on her nerves. Alright, so getting on someone's nerves. My nerves, your nerves, her nerves, his nerves, and so on. Right? So, to make someone really irritated, really annoyed. Alright? Working on this project is making me bored. Working on this project is making me bored. Pronunciation of the word bored here. Once again, we have a regular verb in the simple past form, and we're going to pronounce it bored, 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 making me bored. This project is making me bored. Working on this project is making me bored. All right, we had a lot of pronunciation tips here today, as usual, and also some new words that you can add to your vocabulary, right? So don't forget to do your memorization hack practice to help you remember all those new words. Practice the pronunciation tips that I gave you today. Listen to the sentences over and over again, and I'll see you in our next dialogue class. Have a good one, private.